I would hand over to Alexandra, tell a bit about her experience in the last 2 months.
Hello, I've been in Calais on and off since July, since the first eviction alert of the largest jungle in Calais. I've been doing practical solidarity work with migrants as part of the Calais Migrant Solidarity Group. I just want to step back a little bit from what's going on at the moment and just give a little bit more context on what's been occurring over the past few months there. Since the great PR stunt that was the destruction of the Pashtun jungle in September, I believe it was, the situation has seriously deteriorated in Calais. The acts of repression, harassment, and destruction have increased enormously. The hunting of migrants, the chasing of migrants through the streets, day and night, is designed to grind down the morale and to clear them from the area. What we've been doing is we've been documenting that, attempting to raise awareness about what's been going on there, which has, since the destruction of the jungles, been largely ignored by the mainstream press. So through our blog, calaismigrantsolidarity.wordpress.com, we've been providing almost daily reports of repression, well, when we can. And what we've recorded is just a snippet of some of the things that have been going on there, because we have limited resources and we can't be everywhere at once. So I'm just going to, just to give you a rough idea of these kind of attacks, I'll just go through a report from the first week of December, which we've got here. It's just a list. So 1st of December, 9 a.m, simultaneous operation, the CRS arrested 18 people at the Pashtun jungle, 20 from the African squat. 5 p.m, the CRS returned to the African squat, arrested 5 more. Later in the evening, CRS vans went to the Arab squat, everyone managed to escape. On the 2nd, that's the next day, 15 people, including minors as young as 11, were arrested on a raid in the Pashtun jungle. 8 Sudanese were arrested at the train station. 2 Sudanese were being arrested by the port. We intervened and managed to stop a raid on the Arab squat, where they threatened to use CS gas. We alerted people at the African squat, and they managed to get away. While all this was happening, they arrested 10 Afghan youths on a beach. That was all in one day. On the 3rd, multiple arrests on the beach where Afghan teenagers sleep. One boy was injured after being hit in the leg by a truncheon, with a truncheon. 15 Pashtuns were arrested at 10 a.m. More arrests, more arrests. And on the 6th, at 2 a.m, CRS poured cold water on some Afghan boys who were sleeping rough in order to make their blankets unusable. These are the kind of low-down tactics that the police are resorting to drive people away from the area. So, I mean, we've also got to think about how this is coming on top of people who have fled some appalling human rights situations, conflict zones, children who've lost their families. They're also obviously sleeping rough. They've been sleeping in sub-zero temperatures, and they risk their lives trying to cross to the UK almost every night. So, in the context of this, we felt it was absolutely necessary to do what we could to try and provide a space to give migrants some sort of respite from these daily attacks. So, I mean, Thomas already outlined some of the key aims of the hangar, but I just want to emphasise that it is to promote solidarity and understanding between locals, migrants, and activists. But it is also to provide migrants with a bit of relief from the daily harassment that they're experiencing. So how are we going to do this? So concretely, the space is going to be used for discussions, workshops on the asylum and immigration system in Europe, talks about the situation in migrants' home countries, and discussions on how and why we can resist controls on freedom of movement. And we also intend to use the space to hold language classes, exhibitions, concerts, that's already planned, and film screenings and other things to just, provide some relief for the migrants. And as Thomas has already said, we expect the reaction from the authorities to be very harsh. They're already patrolling the area. We've had lots of CRS vans watching the building. They've been going around, undercover police have been going around door to door to local residents, asking them to provide information if they see anything suspicious going on. So they're already presuming that we intend to break the law.